Good morning, Brian.
Morning, guys.
Great words, I thought, from Kelly Rudy last night, your colleague. Should the NHL have continued to play last night?
Well, I was on the broadcast, obviously. Kelly spoke right after I did, and I understand you're talking about difficult issues, so let's step back. And I'm not going to – this is not a you can ask me, should we have played – should we have not played? My answer would be, I'm not the guy to make that call. I see both sides of this. Very rarely for me, most of my decisions are black and white. This one here, I understand the value of the boycott and understand the value of continuing to play. What I share is, no matter which side of that issue you're on, what I share is the outrage. And as a father, to watch video of a black man being murdered in front of his kids, or it wasn't obviously survived, but shot in front of his kids, to watch all these things happen. Like, the outrage is, like, I was outraged. I couldn't believe it watching it. And I couldn't believe watching Mr. Floyd. I couldn't believe watching Mr. Arbery. And I'm like, it's got to stop. Like, enough. Enough is enough. So I get the notion that athletes would say, enough. We're going to take a day off and focus everything on this. And I also get the notion that we're going to continue to play. We support the cause. So, but one thing both sides should share, no matter what your view is on this topic, is outrage. And there's been some change made, and I'm really encouraged the way it's going, the changes that are being made in the United States, but not enough and not fast enough. You got to watch it again. Again, a black man shot, unarmed. And I'm like, this has to stop.
Yeah, and I wish, Brian, I could tell you our text line is completely agrees with you, but that is not the case. There is an issue right across North America. It doesn't matter if you're in the state of Wisconsin or if you're sitting up in the Tri-Cities in Greater Vancouver. Just what we're reading on our text line, it just makes you wonder how people can see it other than, you know, as you see it and as I've seen it. You know, strong words by Kelly Rudy, and the fact is we've heard it throughout, is, you know, it's tough to relate to. I thought Jason Dickinson was good yesterday. It's tough to relate to for guys who play hockey. Is this Gary Bettman's call? Do you think Commissioner Adam Silver to Gary Bettman will speak today? Or would it be on the players if they said, hey, for one day we're going to stop too. We understand that. Let's just change the conversation for 24 hours.
Yeah, and there were baseball games played last night too. It wasn't it wasn't just the NHL that played. So, I mean, in my view, if the players felt strongly about it, Gary would support that. And if the players didn't feel strongly about it and Gary felt strongly about it, I think the players would understand. Again, this is one common theme here should be outrage and disgust at what's happening. That should be a common theme. If that's not a shared virtue or a shared belief, then there's something really wrong with what we're doing. And so, I would see if the league announces in an hour that they're canceling all the games tonight or postponing them, I'm on board with that. If they say we're going to play, I'm on board with that too. But the one thing that cannot change is the outrage. I watch these things and I'm like, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. And I can't help but think if there weren't cameras, this stuff would be going on even more widespread.
No, and that's exactly what hit home for me. And I had the exact conversation, exactly what you said. We were talking about it last night at the house. Like, it's just, I mean, this is all coming to light because we're seeing video of it now. But, I mean, how much happened without the advent of the cameras and video over the years? Brian Burke with us here on Sportsnet 650. Do you think we see games tonight in the National Hockey League?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I know the NBA Board of Governors is having an emergency meeting, and I know there was a discussion again. I wish we were doing the show tomorrow and not today, because I think some of the facts behind the boycott and the decision would be much clearer. But they're supposed to be negotiating with the players today to see what could happen. But I don't know if we're going to have games. And again, people will say, well, he's being wishy-washy on this. I'm not. I see what no one can be wishy-washy about is the urgency of the issues, the importance of the issues. Systemic racial injustice and oppression has to stop. It's an evil. And I like the pay. I do believe. I watched Rodney King, and nothing happened. And I do believe real change is being made. They are changing the funding model for the policing, police departments in different countries. They fired the officers in these most recent cases. They charged the officers in these most recent cases. That didn't even happen a few years ago. So I see change. I see the funding model changing. I see the police unions and their ability to protect these bad actors being shredded. I see real progress, but it's not fast enough if there can be another shooting like Jacob Blake.
I mean, you hate hypotheticals, but you're a Harvard lawyer. What do you advise? Anson Carter yesterday on his broadcast said, I don't have a problem with the players playing. It's just we need to know what we can do next. Or is stepping away for 24 hours and starting a conversation that we haven't had on Sports Talk Radio up here for 3 months, the positive and the first step? Because what can they do next? People are texting. Well, what difference does it make if they don't play for a day?
Well, that's not fair to the people that wanted to boycott. That's not fair. They're taking a step that's not in their best interest financially to boycott, to make a statement. I respect that. But I respect the fact also that that other viewpoint, and again, I'm usually real black and white in my views. I usually, this is right, this is wrong. This one here I'm torn on. Because I do see the value of the boycott. I do see it focuses, it changes the conversation. But I do see the value of playing, too. Last night, NBA players with strong messaging on their uniforms did not appear on national TV, which I thought was really, during their playoffs, has been really effective messaging. Black Lives Matter. Vote. Really, and they lost that platform. But they made a profound statement. I get it. So I'm if the players or the league decide not to play, I'm fine with that. If they want to boycott or postpone for a day, I get it. But if they play, I get it too.
So I guess if they do play on, the fact is that tentatively set for 6:45 our time tonight, you've got the Canucks in a 1-1 series against the Vegas Golden Knights. What did you make of the Canucks' response in game number two?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, you like to be right on TV, and I'm wrong all the time. So I really like to be right. And I said what the keys were. I went through the keys. Well, the elite players had to be elite. Well, they were. They needed some secondary support, and the secondary cast was great. Petey was great. I thought their response was fantastic, really fantastic. Now, in the second period, without the goaltender, they are going home fast in this series. And they could have scored 6 goals in the second period for my, for my money. But I thought it was fantastic. And after watching the first game, you had people saying this could be a sweep. And you look back to Philadelphia lost to Montreal 5-0, bounced back with a good game, and Vancouver did the same thing. It was really impressive the way they bounced back.
Has this team, you've always enjoyed this team. You thought Jim Benning has built them the right way. Have they surprised you with kind of the gumption and the compete level they show in it at the highest level, which is playoff hockey?
Well, I'll tell you that when we see which team shows up for game number 3.
So you're not convinced?
I'm not convinced because it was such a poor outing in game number 1. It reminded me. My first year in Anaheim, and people will be shaking their heads saying, oh, here we go. So we're talking about the Stanley Cup. My first year in Anaheim, we played in the conference finals. We played the Edmonton Oilers, who went on to lose to Carolina, I believe it was, in the Stanley Cup finals. And we could have beaten them. I don't think we could have beaten Carolina, but we could have beaten Edmonton. And our players didn't figure it out until game 3, and we're out of the series. But what happened was no one thought we were going to make the playoffs, and no one thought we were going to win in the first round. So our players are walking around, strutting around like, hey, we're in the conference final. Like, they had overachieved, and they felt that sense of accomplishment that they had overachieved. And to me, I remember talking to a couple of players, said, this is a winnable series, guys. I know we've overachieved, but why stop? Let's win this round too. And I sensed that a little bit with the Canucks in game 1. I think Travis brought them back around to think, hey, guys, there's more work to do here. But our guys seem satisfied with having overachieved And that's what I sensed in game one, not in game two.
So I think that's a great question. Like the point you made about Markstrom, like he stood on his head, and that's the one question I wonder about this series. You know, the Canucks almost have to play a perfect game in order to beat Vegas because they have all the counter punches that Vancouver can throw at you. I just wonder if they've got three games like that in them in the next five games to topple them. They obviously beat the Blues, and so they did something right, but this just feels like a different animal here, Brian.
It is a different animal. With St. Louis, first off, they didn't bring their A game. That wasn't the St. Louis Blues of a year ago. They're off their feet a little bit there, and their goaltending was leaky, which it wasn't last year.
Yeah.
This is a different animal. They don't have leaky goaltending. They're bigger even than the Blues. They're faster than the Blues, and they're playing their A game. At least they were in game one. And a different approach, too. They've got the Brian Burke-Anaheim approach, too, with the fourth line that, you know, is just out there for one reason, which is to, wreak havoc. Yeah, and so, to me, it is a different animal. This is still a very tall order for this young Vancouver team. But in game two, they proved they're not going to back down from that kind of hockey, and they've got some answers offensively. And Quinn Hughes was dramatically better in game two, and that's got to be scary if you're a Vegas Golden Knight.
Brian Burke, presentation of Andrew Sherritt Limited, your plumbing and heating wholesalers, proud family-owned BC company, helping local businesses through 1897. I wouldn't blame the loss on Robin Lehner, but they do have a good goalie backing him up, although his agent was kind of interesting in what he did on social media on the weekend. As a GM, I'm sure you don't say anything publicly, but is McKermit stewing at seeing something like that, or did you just fluff it off as agents are agents?
No, I said it's on national TV. It's a bad idea, and it was completely inappropriate from a timing standpoint. Like, first off, I held up, I don't know if you guys watched, I held up a dictionary, and I said, open this dictionary to the word untimely. And I had to apologize for some of our younger viewers who have never before seen a dictionary and never will. And I said the word untimely. Like, if you've got a beef about your ice time, raising it during the second round of the playoffs is hardly appropriate. Nobody cares. No one in that room cares about your feelings when you're in the playoffs. It's all about winning the next game and winning the next series. So completely inappropriate as to timing. And then I think it's a bad decision generally, whining about your ice time and implying you were lied to from an organization that has a reputation for veracity. Bad idea. So to me, people say he's come back with Marc-Andre Fleury. Well, when's the back-to-back in this series? Game five?
Yeah, game five, six. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so at some point, you're probably going to need Marc-Andre Fleury. But I don't think Leonard was at fault for any of the goals. Two Canucks behind all five Golden Knights? Are you kidding me? Was it the fourth goal? We had two guys behind all five skaters. Yep. And two Vancouver Canuck players behind all five skaters. Petey's goal, I mean, that's a goal on any goaltender in the league where he deeps backhand forehand.
Yeah.
So to me, if you say, should we change the goaltender, he gave up four goals or five goals, whatever, like, okay, which goal should he have stopped? What? I was missing something if I saw leaky goals in that series. I would stay with Leonard and then just put this other thing to the side and say to Marc-Andre Fleury, you got to be ready to go when it's your turn.
Fair enough. Well, it's been an interesting 24 hours or so, and continue to watch it play out with two games set for later on today. Do you like the back to backs that the NHL has thrown in here? Like, do you like the added wrinkle to this? No. Why?
Because the rhythm of the playoffs, where you get a day off to make adjustments and get some rest. To me, has great value. Now, I know why the league is doing it. Everyone thinks it's for broadcast partners, but it's not. It's because they want to get this season. They want to award the cup as soon as they can without impacting the integrity of the competition, which I get. That gives them some time to plan for next season. No one knows what we're going to do next season yet. And so the back to backs. I don't like them, but I understand them. In regular season, I never minded back to backs. I like back to backs since you get more practice time in the regular season. And I'll make a prediction. Get used to back to backs in the new world because of the cost of travel. Teams are going to come in and play the Canucks more than once. They're going to play two games when they come in.
Well, and the question, I guess we just don't know. I know Elliot was talking this week, you know, whenever we start that second year, I know they use December 1st as an idea. Do you think, will they take something other than back-to-backs? Put it this way, because I was going to say, do you think we might see some bubble cities again next year to get games in? Do you think the NHL will take anything? Do they watch this and go, what can we take from these last 2 months that actually can work when life is back to so-called normal that work for us?
Well, they are looking at one scenario is four bubbles. But not the players are not going to play if they have to go away from their families all year. You come in and out of the bubble. So let's say the Canucks, let's say one bubble is in Vegas. Canucks will go to Vegas for 2 weeks and play seven games, play every other night, and say it was all Western Conference teams. Then the next trip, they go home for 10 days and practice and see their families. Then they fly to the Toronto bubble and they play seven games in 14 days. They play all Eastern Conference teams and so on. Mm-hmm. So, but that means in and out of the bubble, which means it's not airtight like this one is. It means exposure to COVID. It's more problematic, but it's doable. Now, baseball, we're just doing no bubble. They're just playing regular thing, no fans, but with very constricted travel routines. And you know, like when they get to a hotel, they have to stay in the hotel, charters, buses, like just by controlling rigidly their own travel, appear to be getting it right, way more than wrong. Like they had a lot of mishaps at the start. They appear to be getting this right. It might be possible to do it the way baseball is doing it. And I think, I'm sure the NHL is watching that with great interest.
Yeah, I think the one thing that kind of frustrates me, I think watching it all play out in the last 24 hours, you know, Brian, whether to play or not to play, I think the reality is the thought that starting play at the beginning of December is not going to happen from the NHL standpoint. I mean, the NBA has already said that they're going to move it back. They want fans in the stands, and I would think the NHL wants to as well. And to just stand down for a night, at least a night, just show that, hey, look, we recognize what's going on. I don't think it's too late for the NHL to send that message today and just say, hey, look, you know, we're taking a night off of the game. Like, I know we're against the clock here, but I just think that, man, it just felt like, you know, I love the sport of hockey, and I think so many of us love it. But to see how every other league, you know, caught up eventually as the night wore on, you know, yes, Major League Baseball played, but there were three games, the night games they stopped, you know, Major League Soccer stopped, WNBA stopped, you know, the NHL, like that Av Stars, man, I just kind of watched that with a knot in my stomach. Well, man, like, why? And I think it's still, there's still time to kind of stand down here today.
Yeah, and if the league decides to do that, I have no problem with that, none whatsoever. To me, again, I don't get paid to make calls like that, and I'm not in the fight. You know, I'm not a player, and I'm not working for a team. I can live with either decision as long as people who say we shouldn't boycott, long as they share the outrage and the hurt and the pain that accompanies this whole issue. And so to me, I have no problem whatsoever. I would support a boycott if that's what they decide to do or postponement, but I have no problem if they decide to continue to play either.
Berkey, thank you. We'll see what the next hours lay out for us and how everything unfolds and whether, you know, we're talking game three tonight. No one knows at this point, but appreciate you as usual on a Thursday morning.
Yep. Thanks, guys.